Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that our two-party system is in great peril. Why? Because the Republican Party, even as the impeachment trial continues, and even as you have the overwhelming majority of Republican senators who appear to be saying, no, 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 you can't convince us, we will not vote to convict President Trump or to bar him from future campaigns for high office. With all of that going on, the party appears to be shattering. There's a piece in the New York Times, and yeah, it's the New York Times. And yeah, they're a little bit too gleeful about it because the New York Times hates the Republican Party. But they have this full-page piece together with interviews and statistics and why Republicans are abandoning the party in droves. Why? What's fascinating to me is it's because people are leaving the party because it's too pro-Trump or because it's not pro-Trump enough. In other words, how do you get this right? What's the future of the party if the entire party is going to be defined on your attitude toward a single individual? But the evidence of a Republican trouble here, and I covered yesterday, look, there's reasons for optimism about the elections of 2022. If we get beyond the whole world centers on Donald Trump, cult of the personality, which I think is very destructive. It's very destructive for people who want to beat Trump. It's very destructive for people who want Trump to come back. It's over, guys. And the idea that right now there is a group of people, prominent people, experienced people, longtime Republicans, who just met, who are trying to form a new anti-Trump third party. What a stupid idea. And we'll get to that question as well on the Michael Medved Show. They are just wrapping up. I mean, and they're supposed to have a total of 16 hours to do it. And they spoke all day yesterday. But soon the floor in the Senate is going to be turned over to the defenders of President Trump, and we will try to go to that live because there are a lot of hopes from conservatives and from people sympathetic to the president that there is a much more effective defense of him that could be mounted by attorneys David Schoen and Bruce Castor than what we heard last time. Apparently this time they will have some video, they will have some visual aids. It will be more of an organized presentation on the president's behalf. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. If you're one of those people who thinks it's a good idea for the Republican Party to break up, and no, I don't want to hear from people say, oh, the Republican Party is pure evil, it's been evil for a long time, and now it'll be great that it disappears. Thoughtful Democrats really understand that it is necessary for a democratic republic like ours to function, to have some kind of viable opposition party. And what people are talking about, there was just a poll, and again, the numbers are fairly horrifying. It shows that 30% of actually 33% of all Republicans say they would be ready right now to join a new party headed by President Trump. That they feel betrayed by the current Republicans, they would join President Trump in a new party. And by the way, that's 33% who said they'd go right now. And it's another total of 70% who would consider it. In other words, people, if you combine the people who said yes, would think about it, would consider a new party with President Trump, only 30% of Republicans, according to a new CBS Ipsos poll, say that only 30% say, no, we're sticking with the Republican Party. We don't need a new party, even if President Trump goes off and forms one. Now, I think it's very unlikely that he would do that, but it's within the realm of possibility. I do want to correct myself in one thing, which is I said I thought it was very unlikely that President Trump would win the Republican nomination if he ran again. And there's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal that I think makes clear why that is. We will get to that. But if he ran again, he would be running not in a clear open field. There would be a bunch of people running against him. And in that context, where you could begin winning early primaries with 25-30% of the vote, which is, again, what recent primaries have shown. When you have a split field, if you have a bunch of people running against him, say you have Nikki Haley, and you have, I don't know, Tim Scott, and you have Ben Sasse, and you have Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley probably wouldn't run against Trump if Trump were in there running. But there are others who would. And if you have the opposition to President Trump split, you have a real danger of President Trump coming in there with a solid one-third of all Republicans who are willing to stick with him and want him to come back. And then he could end up being the nominee, in which case I think the Republicans would get waxed because there are people out there, I know they exist, I know them personally, who voted for President Trump in 2020, but will never vote for him again. And the reason being because of the way that he handled his election defeat, which culminated in the truly horrible and loathsome Capitol riots, for which there is no excuse. What the New York Times reports is in California, more than 33,000 registered Republicans left the party during the 3 weeks after the Washington riot. In Pennsylvania, more than 12,000 voters left the GOP in the past month. And more than 10,000 Republicans changed their registration in Arizona. An analysis of January voting records by the New York Times found that nearly 140,000 Republicans had quit the party in 25 states that had readily available data. There are 19 states, including our state of Washington, where you don't register as a Republican. And basically we have wide open primaries. You can vote for anybody you want in the primary. It's the top two candidates who go into the general election. This last senatorial election in California, it was Dianne Feinstein versus an even more liberal Democratic candidate, because California also has a top two primary. Now, look, talking about all these people switching registration in California, California may have a political earthquake if they really do get the signatures and they have a recall election for Governor Gavin Newsom and they have a credible Republican candidate who could actually win in that recall election. That's not inconceivable. And that could change things dramatically in California. And I mentioned yesterday, the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee has targeted 47 Democratic seats that they're going after. And you can look at the seats and the reapportionment with all kinds of new seats in Texas and in Florida, both of which are going to be reapportioned by Republican legislatures. Is it possible the Republicans could win the 5 seats they need to actually take back the House of Representatives? It is not only possible, I think it's actually likely. So the idea that the Republican Party is finished is ridiculous. So why exactly are a bunch of former Republican officials in talks to form a new anti-Trump third party? We'll get to that. I do think it's an idiotic idea. Tell you why, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, Lindsey Graham this morning was on Fox News, and he was actually talking about the FBI and some of their involvement in actually predicting the riot. They had an office in Norfolk, and nobody knows yet whether that Norfolk office had conveyed the information about a possible attempt to raid the Capitol building, to riot in the Capitol building, whether they conveyed that information to the national FBI and whether anyone had conveyed that information to President Trump and his advisors. And one of the things that obviously is going to be an assertion that the lawyers for President Trump make is that he did not have any way of anticipating or expecting that the march to save America, and that was what it was called, the Save America March, would turn as violent and ugly as it did. Lindsey Graham on Fox News today, this is clip six.
The only reason they're trying to create this bizarre storyline that Trump was in on it, along with Dan Scavino, is that we now know, after impeachment, that was done without a lawyer, without a hearing, without any witnesses, that the FBI and the Capitol Hill police actually now understand this was pre-planned. They were planting bombs the night before. So the whole storyline that Donald Trump caused this by his speech has fallen apart due to good law enforcement activity. And here's what I want to know. What did Nancy Pelosi know and when did she know it? If this was widely known by the FBI and Capitol Hill Police that people were planning to come to Washington before the 6th to create violence, I want to know, did she know about that? The whole storyline originally was Trump created this from a speech. Now we know the people had this on their mind before he ever spoke, so they're playing this bizarre game of trying to get Trump in on it before January the 6th. This is why you don't want to have snap impeachments. Evidence really does matter.
Okay, the point he's making here has to do with a switch, and it was a switch of the Democrats' case, and it's a switch from the article of impeachment itself. The switch is from suggesting that President Trump's incitement to riot was basically took place on January 6th when he spoke at the Ellipse. But they've greatly broadened it. And their case now is that he was laying the seeds for insurrection long before, with his promulgation of what I do believe is a lie, and I believe it's a conscious lie. I don't think Trump believes it for a minute, that he actually won the election. The election was stolen from him. And all of his talk, and particularly on Twitter, literally for weeks in advance of the election, and then for immediately following the election, actually even on election night, he said, "I won." And that all of that was part, at least according to the Democratic case, of the attempt to rile people up and get them excited and get them to resist a legal process. And the idea that there is no one, not the Justice Department, not any of the conservative attorneys general, who believe that there is evidence of prosecutable fraud. Fraud is prosecutable. Even Rudy Giuliani, when he was trying to bring some of his cases about the election, said this is not a fraud case. No one is accusing anyone of fraud. The absence of that makes a lot of Trump's statements very questionable. But if we were going to impeach every president who made questionable statements, I mean, there would be no president free of impeachment consequences. David Schoen, one of the two attorneys who's carrying the burden for President Trump, also went on to Fox News, and he made this point about the Democratic case, which, of course, it's his job to denigrate. Listen.
So they would be thrown out of the courtroom for showing this video. None of this stuff would be admissible in any kind of court of law. That's part of the due process issue. I don't know if you saw it today when Senator Mike Lee stood up and objected that they falsely attributed to him statements that he never made. And he made an objection, and the whole place sort of blew up in a hullabaloo. And finally, the House manager, Congressman Raskin, said that they would withdraw it for now and check their sources. He said he thinks their source, I think the Washington Post, he might have said. But if you look at their videos and the clips they show, some sources are reportedly, other are sources said. They have hearsay on hearsay on hearsay.
Okay, and David Schoen also said this morning that President Trump is very upbeat and he does not want to be associated with a violent incident. In other words, they are not going to be defending any of the demonstrators or what went wrong. He's quite offended at trying to be tied into it, David Schoen said. Asked about the number two Senate Republican, the Republican whip, John Thune of South Dakota, he commented that the House managers, the Democrats, did an effective job and were connecting the dots from Trump's words to the insurrection. Schoen argued that the videos shown were taken out of context and were presented as an entertainment package. Schoen said that today, when the defense team is expected to be in laying out the case, is our opportunity when we start to present our case and give answers. I think you will at least be moved by what we present, and you will get a much better picture of what exactly is going on here and the hypocrisy in some of the positions taken by the House managers in this case, he argued. If Trump's team will finish their arguments today, he said, well, we'll see how that goes. It doesn't look like they will. There's no reason for us to be out there a long time. As I said from the start, this trial never should have happened. In terms of something that never should have happened, there is this story from Reuters. Dozens of former Republican officials who view the party as unwilling to stand up to former President Donald Trump and his attempts to undermine U.S. democracy are in talks, they're virtual talks, of course, through Zoom, to form a center-right breakaway party. The early stage discussions include former elected Republicans, former officials of the Republican administrations of Donald Trump, George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Ronald Reagan. They include ex-Republican ambassadors and prominent Republican strategists. More than 120 of them held a Zoom call last Friday to discuss the breakaway group, which would run on a platform of, quote, principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution and the rule of law. Ideas that they say have been trashed by Trump. The plan would be to run candidates in some races, but also to endorse center-right candidates in others, be they Republicans, independents, or Democrats, people say. Not really a viable way to start a new party. So why are Republicans abandoning the party? If you're a Republican who has abandoned the party and you want to explain, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time unemployment jobless claims are falling for a fourth straight week as the previous week's total was revised higher. The Labor Department reporting 793,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. Those numbers out as President Biden is continuing to push his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Regarding that relief plan, Michael Strain is a director of economic policy studies at AEI. He tells CNBC,
there are a lot of things that this bill spends money on that would actually set the recovery back The unemployment benefit checks, for example, would hold the recovery back while also costing a lot of money. The direct checks to households won't help the recovery, but will also add considerably to the size of the bills.
And the impeachment trial of former President Trump continues in the Senate. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, I'm relatively calm. I'm actually excited. Excited because I got my second vaccine on Monday and over at Seattle University. And again, not cutting in line. I am qualified to get that vaccine because of the age group that I'm in. And I've been very lucky so far, knock wood, since Monday with no bad effects. And I would just urge anybody who was afraid of the vaccine, really, really, it's a good idea. And the more people who can actually step forward and get the COVID-19 vaccine, my vaccine was the Pfizer variety. That's what they had on offer. But whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, I think they're starting with AstraZeneca sometime soon in some places. Look, I want everybody who's listening to the show to be safe and healthy. I want all Americans to be safe and healthy, because that gets us all back to, God willing, a roaring economy sometime soon. And what we remember is normal life. Wouldn't that be something? Let me finish on this Reuters report, and then I'll go directly to your calls. The Reuters report about this new attempt to organize an anti-Trump conservative third party, one of the few people associated with this, and they had 120 people on this phone call, most of them didn't want to be publicly associated with it. And I can assure you that I would have nothing to do with such an effort. I think it's a terribly destructive idea. And it's wrong. If you want to save the Republican Party, if you want to change the Republican Party, you do it by staying with the party. You can't change an institution by abandoning it. And it's never worked. One of the people involved with this is Evan McMullen, who ran as a third-party candidate in 2016. He ended up finishing fifth in the election, behind the Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson and behind the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and he didn't do so well. But Evan was chief policy director for the House Republican Conference, and he ran as an independent in 2016. He said to Reuters that he co-hosted the Zoom call with 120 former officials who were concerned about Trump's grip on the Republicans and the nativist turn the party has taken, allegedly. Among the call participants were John Mitnick, general counsel for the Department of Homeland Security under Trump, a former Republican congressman, Charlie Dent, from Pennsylvania, he was a fine congressman, Elizabeth Newman, deputy chief of staff of the Homeland Security Department under Trump, and Miles Taylor, another former Trump Homeland Security official. I believe it was Miles Taylor who came out. He was that infamous anonymous who continued with the administration while he was trying to rein Trump in for more than a year. Call participants said they were particularly dismayed by the fact that more than half of the Republicans in Congress, eight senators and 139 House representatives, voted to block certification of Biden's election victory just hours after the Capitol siege. Large portions of the Republican Party are radicalizing and threatening American democracy, McMullen said. The party needs to recommit to truth, reason, and founding ideals, or there clearly needs to be something new. But the idea that he wants the Republican Party to change, but he's unwilling to try to change it from within, makes no sense. A representative for the Republican National Committee referred to a recent statement from Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. If we continue to attack each other and focus on attacking our fellow Republicans, if we have disagreements within our party, then we're losing sight of the 2022 elections. That's exactly right. I mean, if you look at it right now, no matter how unhappy you might be, if you're a moderate or you're a conservative or anything, do you really think that having Nancy Pelosi return as Speaker is going to help the Biden administration succeed? Names under consideration for the new party include the Integrity Party, the Center-Right Party, or Center-Right Republicans. None of those names are going to work in establishing a viable new political organization. Kim in Silverdale, Washington. Kim, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I just want to thank you for always being such a voice of reason and rational thought, which seems to be lacking these days, and it's great to always turn you on and know that we're going to get a really great opinion. So thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm very grateful for the kind words. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my husband and I feel like we're politically homeless right now because we don't like the direction Trump has taken the Republican Party. And I think a lot remains to be seen in the next few years about what direction the Republicans go. And I think if Trump continues to dominate and be the voice of Republicans, that's not something we like or will support. And I understand the calls to kind of separate and bring the Republican Party back to sort of its base, which is limited government, you know, liberty, but also personal responsibility. And you know, we often felt that Trump really was not a conservative in many ways. He didn't seem to care about spending or a budget or many of the things that will greatly affect us in the future. And I think we'd love to see more of a discussion in the Republicans about coming back to what it means to be a conservative.
Look, I think that's important, and I agree with almost everything you said. And you know that because you listen to the show. But
right.
Look, it's one of those things right now that leaving the Republican Party is to leave it to its most irresponsible elements. And again, you don't hear from Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and Boogaloo Boys and the people who did that riot. They're not leaving. They're sticking around. And I think leaving a major party to people like that is a disaster. And the truth is that look, I think when this impeachment process is over, and the Wall Street Journal talks about this, I think, very, very directly, President Trump almost surely will be acquitted, but he's not going to be vindicated. And the Wall Street Journal, and I want to get to this editorial because I think it's a very important one, talks about he will be disgraced. Because, not because of anything he did in his first 3.5 years as president, but because of his whole attempt to undermine a legitimate American election. We have never had that before in our history. And it's irresponsible and it's wrong. And I think it is a minority of Republicans who want to see a replay of that. And one of the things that I was thinking about, Kim, and I would imagine you can relate to this, is if you talk about conservatives, one of the real sources of strength for President Trump when people said, yeah, was his support for cops. That was one of those areas where Trump is right, the Democrats are wrong, police officers and police departments and law enforcement deserve support. That's why these riots are so shameful. It was people who are supposed to be on the side of cops injuring and killing them. I know there was only one who got killed, but there are two committed suicide police officers and 140 who were wounded, some of them very seriously, losing digits, losing fingers on a hand, losing eyes. I mean, is it a conservative thing to fight with police officers? We associate that with creeps like Antifa, right? But not conservatives. The other thing is, when President Trump spoke at Mount Rushmore, he rallied a lot of people in their spirits to American exceptionalism, to treasuring our monuments. There's no monument that is more treasurable or more sacred in the American canon than the Capitol building, for God's sake. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the MedVed History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedVedHistoryStore.com. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medved show, take advantage of this opportunity to check out on a day when nothing happened on Wall Street. I mean, it's pretty incredible when you actually look at the stock results, the markets today. The S&P was positive by $6.50. I mean, almost nothing. And the Dow Jones was negative by $7.10. Nothing going on. But I'll tell you somewhere where something's going on. In the world of high tech, there are startups all the time that can change our lives for the better and provide an investment opportunity that's extraordinary. You can find out about it with no charge at all. Participate in webinars. Get material that is sent to you with no charge, no obligation, and they're not going to hassle you. Go to Our Crowd, which is my brother's company. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You can get in on the ground floor in this company that does crowdsourcing funding of Internet and high-tech startups in Israel, in the United States, in Europe, and, yes, in Australia, New Zealand as well. Check it out at Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. The issue of leaving the Republican Party, just one brief thing. They profile in the New York Times an Army vet who is named Juan Nunez, who's 56. He lives in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, the most crucial of all swing states. He said he had long felt that the difference between the United States and many other countries was that campaign season fighting ended on Election Day, when all sides could peacefully accept the results. The January 6th riot changed that, he said. What happened in D.C. that day, it broke my heart, said Mr. Nunez, a lifelong Republican who is just re-registered as an independent. It shook me to the core. Let me go to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Michael?
Doing okay.
Good. You mentioned that by leaving the Republican Party, you leave it to the irresponsible members of the Republican Party. And my question to you is, after hearing Lindsey Graham give his speech, it says right in the article of impeachment that it was the stuff leading up to and on January 6th. Them citing that stuff is not crazy. It's in the article of impeachment. He's irresponsible. They're all irresponsible. With the exception of Mitt Romney and occasionally Susan Collins, who is voting their conscience? Who's doing the right thing anymore in the Republican Party? It's dead.
Ben Sasse, Adam Kinzinger, here in this state, in our state, Jamie Herrera Butler at great cost, Dan Newhouse at great cost. There are all kinds of people who are standing up to this. And frankly, I think a majority of voters, regardless of what people tell pollsters, a majority of Republican voters do not approve of what's happened since November 3rd. And again, I think the number of people who honestly believe, rather than just repeating what they hear from talk radio nonsense, people honestly believe it was a stolen election. Do you know people who really, really, in their core, they actually believe that Trump won?
I don't know. I feel like
okay, I honestly know they're out there, and I feel sorry for them, frankly, because again, it's one of those things. It's very disappointing to lose an election. I was heartbroken when Mitt Romney lost in 2012, and I was very confident that he was going to win. And he should have won if it hadn't been for Chris Christie and that Hurricane Sandy, remember. But the point is, one of the things that you do if you're an adult and you're meaningfully engaged as an American patriot is you figure out, okay, how are you going to win next time? I mean, this is like people from the Tampa Bay Rays saying, wait a minute, those Dodgers, they stole that World Series, right? Or Kansas City saying, no, I don't accept it. We lost big to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, but we don't accept it. Of course you do. And wait till next year, as Leo DeRocher said. And the fact that it's been so hard for so many people to say that, and to focus, for instance, on keeping the Senate. If we hadn't focused on this stop the steal nonsense, if President Trump hadn't gone down to Dalton, Georgia, and given an awful speech, which was 70 minutes long, and went on and on and on and on about attacking the governor of Georgia, attacking the Secretary of State of Georgia. By the way, they just opened up a local prosecutor, a criminal case, an investigation of President Trump for speaking to the Secretary of State of Georgia, Republican Brad Raffensperger, and saying, I need you to find me 12,000 votes. That's very possibly actionable attempt at defrauding the electorate. President Trump is no longer president. He is arguably not a proper target of impeachment right now because he's no longer president, but he's certainly a proper target of investigation for criminal violations, and there's that investigation now going on in Georgia and a very well advanced investigation in New York State from which he has moved away. Steve, I appreciate your calls. Be of good courage and be of a good cheer. There is a piece that's fascinating to me, which says the lead, and it's from the New York Times, for goodness sake, the threat is said to be existential. It fuels secessionism, gnaws at national unity, abets Islamism. The nation's intellectual and cultural heritage is under attack. Which American conservative is saying that? It's not America. The threat? A certain social science theory is entirely imported from the United States. So said President Emmanuel Macron of France. Can you believe it? French politicians, high-profile intellectuals, and journalists are warning that progressive American ideas, specifically on race, gender, and post-colonialism, are undermining their society. Blame America. There's a battle to wage against an intellectual matrix from American universities, warned Macron's education minister. Emboldened by these comments, prominent intellectuals have banded together against what they regard as contamination by an out-of-control woke leftism of American campuses and the attended cancel culture. Do you remember during the Bush administration, I remember deriding the point that people would say on the left, oh, the French are laughing at us. Ho, 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 ho. I don't care what the French think. Actually, here now the French are laughing at the left and resenting it. By the way, how did I know that these guys are right? That nutty American ideas about race and race being the center of everything and the focus of everything and the emphasis of everything. How did I know that these French intellectuals and the president of France and his whole party are right about this? Because of something that happened in another country. They have a new movement and they trashed a statue in Denmark because of Denmark's colonial history. Okay, did you know that Denmark had colonial history? They didn't have much of one. They had some colonies in the West Indies and the Virgin Islands, where Shelley Plaskett, who is a delegate from the Virgin Islands to Congress, made one of the presentations yesterday for the Democrats. But there were Danish Virgin Islands. I think Denmark still has a Virgin Island, or maybe two. And yes, they also had some colonies in Asia. But really, Denmark was not a major colonial power. I mean, Belgium was a much bigger major colonial power than Denmark. And the fact that Denmark is now made to feel guilty because of its colonialist past... You really have to look it up. Yeah, they made a colony of Greenland. Nobody else lived there except Danes. Okay, and remember President Trump? I wish he had been able to purchase Greenland. That would have been a good purchase, but didn't happen. Okay, the new director of the Paris Opera said on Monday he wants to diversify its staff and ban blackface. Has been attacked by the right-wing leader Marine Le Pen, but also in Le Monde, which is a liberal newspaper, centrist newspaper at best, because though German, he had worked in Toronto and had soaked up American culture for 10 years. If the French are saying that American culture is getting too far to the left and too crazy with identity politics, I think we ought to take them seriously in this case, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.